Hey everybody, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're talking Prison Break. And tonight on the episode, Michael and Sarah get reunited, me saw. Michael and Sucre get reunited, me sue. And tonight, live in studio, we have executive producer and writer Vaughn Wilmot joining us live. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
An emotional way to start tonight, guys. Excellent choice, Vaughn.
Great choice.
Let's just let this sit in for a second. I hope we climb stairs with you tonight, Vaughn.
We will.
Welcome, everybody, to the Prison Break panel here at AfterBuzz TV. Let me go quick and just say my name, Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheDanLindgren.
And I'm MJ, and you can follow me on Instagram at MJ, then Media Girl. Girl, what are you?
Yes, guys, another exciting show. I'm literally about to bounce out of my seat.
Don't do that.
It's Miss Candy Marie, and you can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at SweetCandora TV.
And I'm Vaughn Wilmot, executive producer and writer on Prison Break.
Where can they follow you, Vaughn?
They can follow me on at Vaughn Wilmot on Twitter, and I'm not on anything else.
Don't worry, Vaughn. We're not.
The one.
Don't worry about it, Vaughn. We won't tell anybody. This season, Vaughn, a lot of twists and turns happening, and I was wondering what your favorite moment so far was, and what your favorite moment so far was that you got a big part in writing. So, like, two questions there.
You know, I think that. God, there's so many.
I would say
the brothers hugging at the end of, I think, episode 4.
Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big moment that I loved. I also loved him hugging. It's all about hugging for me.
Yeah.
But I loved him, the ending of, I think, episode 3, when he basically said, when Abermal comes out, mm-hmm. and he basically's like, are we getting out? And he's like, tomorrow night. And you think he's... You think he's bad.
Oh, yeah, that was a great shot, yeah.
In terms of me, what I wrote, it has to be in this episode, I would say.
Awesome.
With just the reunion between Sarah and Michael.
So that's what I heard. You wrote that both those scenes with Sarah and Michael, that was all you.
Yeah.
Is what I was told.
I wrote this episode, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. It was definitely action field.
There was a lot going on.
It really
now,
was.
When
it was a big episode.
When you write an episode like this, you write the whole thing by yourself, and then you collaborate after, or how does that work?
Well, the creator of the show, Paul Shearing,
right.
He wrote, for this season, he wrote a really detailed 80-page Bible, basically. And the first, like, you know, 4 or 5 episodes really, really clearly delineated and were there. And then me, him, and a gentleman named Michael Horowitz, who's another executive producer on the show, we kind of pounded out those episodes, did the outlines, and then we went out and wrote them separately. So a lot of the goodies were in there already in the Bible. Paul really did a good job of pounding out the stuff. But there was a lot of invention that had to happen. And then, you know, you go off and you write it and you tweak it and you get it ready for production and then you go.
Man, it's crazy. It's just, I think it's great. Who's your favorite character to write for real quick before we get into the episode?
God, Teabag's a lot of fun.
I knew that's what I thought you were going to say. And just so
fun.
You know, Theodore Bagwell is how we have to refer to him on the show.
Because
Candy
yes.
only likes to refer to him as Theodore Bagwell from now on.
You know what?
I get
this,
it.
This
because
get
he's
it.
A gentleman this season, according
I get
to Candy.
It.
You know what? This is a very, very special moment for me because I get to shake the man's hand that helped bring
wow.
Theodore Bagwell to life. So
that's you, Vaughn, in case you didn't know.
Silence.
She's talking about you, Vaughn.
Thank this amazing man right here. Thank you. I'm one step closer to meeting Mr. Theodore Bagwell. I can feel it. I can feel his energy bouncing off of
He's
Mr. Vaughn right now.
There
He's
you
amazing.
Go.
Robert is, the guy is amazing. And when you do a scene with him, he literally does 5 takes, but they're all totally different.
Oh, wow. That's the
like,
best.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that lives in the moment, mm-hmm. and he's always trying new things, doing a line differently, adding a line.
I love it.
You know, he's a really organic, natural actor. He's just amazing
it.
To watch.
I love it. So I have to ask you, why did you decide to make him good this season? Like, I'm not complaining, but...
Is he good?
Right. Well...
He's as good as he can be.
Exactly.
I think Paul's idea was that, you know, we had already seen him be the bad guy, and he wanted to make sure mm-hmm. that 7 years had passed,
mm-hmm.
and that all these people had grown and changed and become something new. And for that was basically for Teabag, we wanted him to be different. We wanted mm-hmm. him to be someone who's evolved through these 7 years, as they all did. Mm-hmm. And Paul came up with the idea that he was kind of moving towards the light. He believed that he had, like, cleansed himself, and he was, you know, trying to be a better man, and destiny had his hooks in him, and it worked. I think it was a really, and it's, there's two more episodes?
Two more left, yep.
It really, we show in the next two episodes a really big kind of arc for him.
I can't, oh my God. I feel like
the next two episodes are big for him.
I was, and just in general, I feel like there's going to be so much jammed into these next two episodes. Because tonight was, there was so much happening.
Wow, I know.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Did you guys give him, so he had the, he has the fake hand, obviously, that he's been dealing with or whatever. And then in this episode, you gave him a fake hand, but it's much more, he's, it's just his hand at this point. Was that done on purpose because he just didn't want to have to do the prosthetic thing, or...
A little bit.
Okay, that's what I was I'm thinking in my head, is that why? Because it's really just his hand in there now, but it's obviously still fake.
Yeah, basically... Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting.
Wears, I think it was like a green glove, and so it allowed us to just put green the screen VFX right on top.
Wow. So cool. Oh,
very smart.
Yeah.
Very
smart. It did allow him to not have to worry about...
See, and having a writer on here, we get to hear that behind-the-scenes stuff.
This is great.
One more thing about Jacob I have. I've had this question with these ladies earlier. His last name is Ness.
Yeah.
Like the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah. Water. He's also Poseidon. Water. Was that done on purpose by the writers? Or was that just coincidence?
No.
It wasn't.
Ness was an available name.
Really?
He was originally called something else. What was he called? Jacob. And we couldn't get it. We couldn't clear it.
You had to clear his last name. Why did you have to clear? Why? What was the other
Whenever
thing?
You use a character name, you have to basically research and make sure that there's not
a
someone
real person
with that name in the area that you're basically filming the show.
Wow.
There was some kind of a lawsuit that happened a few years ago where a writer used the name of, I think, a real estate agent she just knew from her basically growing up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the character was really evil. In the show.
Mm-hmm. And then that real estate agent lost all her business.
So now they're even more careful in terms of clearing all the names and making sure that it is a fantasy character.
That is so interesting. MJ?
I didn't know that. I might need to Google if somebody playing my name.
That's right. Check it out.
Well, MJ, Michael Jordan, there's a lot of people with MJ in general, so you got to watch out for that.
There is.
This
is true. You guys want to get into the episode?
Yeah, let's get into the episode.
Jacob is Poseidon.
Jacob is Poseidon.
Come on. So we've been talking for weeks. We all saw this coming. I'm sure all the fans at home saw this coming as well.
Yeah, we did.
But we finally got the reveal. And I want to know what you guys think. That we're happy that we got the reveal at least, right?
Finally. We already knew, though. Everybody.
But it's nice that we know now versus not. Sure. We can move on with the next story.
Yes.
We can get the evil part out. He doesn't have to hide it anymore.
Absolutely. We can finally move on. But one of the things that I have to commend you on is I have to commend you on the way that you guys put these episodes together, because you give us like these trail of clues throughout the whole entire season. If you don't pay attention, you will miss it.
Yeah.
So I think slowly but surely we got to see that he was Poseidon. But then as soon as we thought, okay, this guy is Poseidon, you would throw a wrench at us and it would throw us completely off course. And we'd be thinking, okay, well, maybe this guy really isn't Poseidon. So I have to commend you. You guys did a really, really good job with that. Now, little Michael.
What about him?
Little Michael. Now, there were a few times throughout the season where I was nervous that you guys were going to do something to little Michael. Why is it that you didn't really explore that route more often?
You know, I think the show wasn't really about Child in Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now as we progress to the last couple episodes, all the tension gets cranked up on all the characters.
Right. Yeah.
But just in terms of, you know, there was so little real estate for so many characters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it became really important to who can we service, who do we need to service. You know, Michael needs to have a big arc and a big story.
Right.
You know, Lincoln needs it, Sarah needs it. So... You really don't have the time in 9 episodes to really break out everybody, but he certainly is an emotional touchstone for the show and for the season and for Michael and for Sarah. He really is such an important character just in terms of tying again together the kind of themes of family.
Right.
And it's funny, on The Surprises, we talked a lot about the 5th episode, which was, will they buy it? Like, because do you remember what we did, which was Sarah had him. She had the picture about Jacob.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about, can we get them by the end of the episode to come back around to, like, oh, maybe it's not. Maybe he's not.
Right.
So then we had A&W and Van Gogh in the prison. You know, yeah. They were captured. And
right.
She's identifying them. And so we were never sure if that would be quite enough.
Right.
But also, you know, Fox, the marketing, let out some of the stuff, too.
Right. Really?
And some of the trailers. And not that they revealed any huge secrets, but they did enough to where people were like,
make
is
you think
he
twice.
Still? Yeah. So, but we did talk a lot about that. Like, can we pull this off?
Because I thought to myself, like, this is the character that means the most to everyone. And he's with Poseidon the most.
Yeah.
So why not hit them where it hurts the most?
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what I thought to myself. Okay, well.
I think they are now for these last two
now
episodes.
Well, they're starting to
really,
that. Right.
You know, we'll see what comes because it's, right. it gets really hairy now.
But my question was, if Sarah had any thoughts that Jacob was Poseidon before this episode or even during this episode, when she went to Crete, to Greece, why would she leave Mike with Jacob so he didn't know? Or why didn't she just give him to her friend Heather, right? Heather?
Because she wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah.
But just in case, right? Like, why even keep him there if you're not 100%?
She wasn't 100%.
Vaughn, you were going to say something, though?
That was a thing that we talked about a lot, too,
okay.
which was, would she leave him? And we really came to the conclusion, like, that she did buy it enough. And then also, and remember, she had been with him for 4 or 5 years, and
right.
the man had been nothing but wonderful to the son.
Yeah.
So there was a certain amount of, you know, she just went with it because she was also flustered, like
right.
rushing off to save
right.
Michael's life. So we talked about that a lot, too. Like, would she? And we just came to the conclusion, like, she did buy it. She did buy his... You know,
his charm.
His charm, but also, you know, episode 5 where he kind of put it to bed and he captured the crooks and
right.
we saw him being a good guy. And
yeah.
I think even though she had little doubts, she bought it enough.
Yeah. But see, we as the viewer, we don't see those 4 good years that they had
yes.
together.
Exactly.
So, of course, the entire time we're watching, we're like, all right, when are Michael and Sarah
yeah.
going to get together? And Jacob's got to be
yeah.
bad or not
because
good or whatever.
So
it's got
to
be a flaw in Jacob.
Yeah,
you know?
He's just too good to be true.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to extend this offer out to our live chatters right now that if you have
Very
a
nice.
Question for Mr. Wilmot to let us know right now, drop the question in the live chat and we'll make sure that it gets answered before the show ends today.
My question is, when they grabbed Lil Mike while he was playing outside, at first I thought it was going to be T-Bag that grabbed him, but they didn't show who grabbed him.
Yeah, you don't
him.
See who grabs him. You just
so
see him.
So are we going to find that out? Because I'm still trying to figure out who grabbed him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
was
that
outside.
Was... I
yeah,
that
was actually a dream.
Oh.
That was actually a dream.
I didn't even get
because remember Michael wakes up.
Oh
right
yeah,
after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah,
right. That
because
was quick
remember,
too. You can miss it.
Was
it
was quick. And remember when we saw him basically haunting them,
mm-hmm.
like following them around
following
at the zoo,
around.
Following them around. So he knows what the child looks like roughly.
Yeah.
So
right.
and he's so focused at that moment. He's dying. He's delirious or whatever.
So much going
it's
on.
A dream.
So when he was following them all those years, how he never saw Jacob around.
Say that one more time?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was following
yeah,
Sarah
he,
and Mike. Why
oh.
he never saw Jacob?
Because he basically only did it a few times. He didn't do it. It wasn't like he was trailing her. He was usually out of the country or in another jail or breaking someone out. Or
right.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
I think is the craziest is that Michael's never seen what his son even looks like, right?
Yeah.
Because in the episode tonight, he says, can I see a picture of my son? And I'm like,
right.
oh, wait. I'm thinking, he doesn't even know what he looks like.
Well, the
yeah.
last
that's
time
nuts.
He saw him, he was just a baby.
Right,
so
right.
That's the
so he has seen
yeah.
it, but not
right.
as...
Yeah, it's what he imagines, basically. It's his fear manifest. Yeah.
And then imagine scrolling through your I guess your wife or whatever you want to call Sarah and Michael at this point, and then you see his, your not only the ex, but the fact that it's
that
the son.
Dude.
That's, I was like, oh, I bet Vaughn came
great.
Up with
that
one.
That was great. And the way Wentworth played that was fantastic.
So good.
Sitting up, and
exactly.
I mean, he really
it was so
sold
realistic.
It.
It was so realistic.
It was.
That's something
really
that can really
it.
Happen.
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
as a writer for the show, you're traveling to all the different locations and stuff as well. For
yeah,
all the
I was
shoots,
there
yeah?
for all that.
Man,
yeah,
so
I was
cool.
in the room for all those scenes, and they
wow.
were so, and that
man,
set,
that's great.
That
so
Greek apartment was the most amazing set.
Where'd you guys actually
really?
Film that?
That was in Vancouver.
Vancouver, okay.
And
yeah.
the set was just beautiful. I mean, it literally looked like a little villa in
wow.
Greece.
Wow.
Wow.
I got to
man,
talk.
I'm
you
in
go,
awe
go
right. Listen, I'm in awe right now, and I usually have so much to say, but just to be sitting next to the executive producer of this phenomenal show.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I have so many notes, but I don't even know where to start.
It's all
like,
jumbled.
There are so many questions.
I got some stuff about Sucre I have to ask you about.
Yeah.
how come he's only in two episodes so far?
That was one of those tough calls.
I know. And a lot of the fans are saying the same thing, and I'm sure you're hearing about it on Twitter. You're a big totally. Twitter guy. You're all over Twitter. I see your posts. Yeah. I see your posts.
You know, he is a beloved character. He is a fantastic character, and he is a great guy, the actor himself.
Amari
is so great. And we would have loved to have him in more, but there literally wasn't. It's like you jam him in and he gets no real arc, and then he's like hanging out, and he's too good of a character.
You want him to be
that.
Round. You want to get him around. Yeah.
And so the choice was, you know, we'll use him when we can and have him be an important part of the story, but we didn't have the time to kind of build out.
Well, I don't know. You probably can't tell us, but it looks like he's going to be in these next two episodes.
Yeah, he's around. Yeah.
All right. We're excited.
But he was a hard one to not use.
Right.
Because he's so good.
Right, right.
Now, speaking of characters, last week we had on the amazing Miss Marina Benedict.
She's great.
In studio with us last week, and we absolutely love her character, even though she's a badass.
Yeah.
And she's the antagonist this season. One of the things that she explained to us was that she thinks that she's working for the greater good, even though we see her in a completely different element.
Yeah.
You know, okay, what is that moment? First of all, is she going to find out that she's really on the bad side? And when she does, what can we expect in that moment? You know, will she retaliate against Poseidon? You know, will she join forces with Michael? Or is she going to find out that she's really not working for
I mean,
for
can
the
he tell us this, though? Is that going to get too much away?
not really.
Can he?
But what I can say is I love that you have that question in your mind, because we wanted to really give them, the two of them, A&W and Van Gogh, a story that is in that zone,
mm-hmm. Mm.
because it's an important part of their journey, which is they start out thinking they're doing it for, you know, basically for patriotic reasons.
Yeah.
And then as they go on, especially Van Gogh, the man, that you know, the actor, he begins to, you know, like, when remember when Kellerman says, you know, a lie has to kill the truth, and that great line, it is a part of the journey for them, mm-hmm. and so I'm glad that you kind of caught that, because that's really what we were going for, and we'll see how it plays out.
I can't wait to see how that plans
she
out.
She thinks AW is going to kill her partner.
I feel it, because the thing is that... The thing
Von Hath can't tell us anything.
My lips are sealed.
The thing that I love about her, she's so focused on the mission. You know, let's not go off course. Let's stay focused on the mission. And I love that about her. And because he could potentially steer them off course because he's asking questions, he then becomes a threat, which is a problem. So if anybody stands in the way, she's going to take them out. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you do. I'm going to take you out, and that's her character. So I think it's going to be really interesting, hopefully, to see them bump heads and what that would look like, because that would be a pretty badass fight.
Yeah.
I just don't think you guys... I don't think you guys are going to be able to sum this all up in the next two episodes. I'm predicting season six. All right, have you started writing it yet?
You know, there's no real plans for season six.
All right.
I think the studio and the network were really happy with the season, and I think it's done really well. But one of the difficulties of the show is that all the actors are on all other shows.
They're doing their thing. Mm.
And so they're all, you know, basically beholden to other networks, other studios, and those studios have contracts with them and time limits. So putting this season together was it was really a jigsaw puzzle that was really difficult to pull off. We originally were going to do 10 episodes, and we could only do 9 because of the
So that's why you're only able to do 9.
That's right. So not that Fox wouldn't have the will to do it again, because it's a big hit and it did really well all over the world. It's a matter of, like, can you get all those pieces back together again in a window of time that...
Vaughn, I'm getting really nervous. What are you telling me right now, Vaughn? Are you telling
me? We'll see.
I think if Wentworth and Dominic want to do another season, I think that they can get it.
Well, the good news is they do want to.
There we go.
And they all want to.
And I think all the fans at home are going to love to hear you just say that.
And they all want to. Robert wants to. Amare wants to. Sarah wants to. They all want to.
And speaking of the fans at home, we've got a lot of fans here in the live chat. They've got tons of questions. So let's see. We've got Ivan. Ivan is back with us again for another week. Steven's back. Great to see you, Steven. So, okay, Ivan wants to know, he says, Marina, I'm fine with you killing Kushida.
that's weird for him to say, but okay.
So I haven't said he's happy with that, which that actually kind of threw us for a loop, because there was actually a point in time where we thought that Kushida could have potentially been Poseidon.
Yeah.
So that was like, wow, like... Actually, he's not Poseidon. He's not even working for... Yeah,
Kushida was such an interesting character that you guys kind of threw in there for us. Because when you see a new character, you think, oh, well, he's not just there for no reason. But
he really
didn't have a long-lasting run at all.
Right?
No. Again, it's real estate.
Yeah.
But it was very important to give us, you know, have red herrings here and there that we could, like,
pull focus
away from Jacob. Yeah. Because... as charming as Mark is, you know, you just go to him, right? You just think that dude is the problem.
Right. That's got to be him.
And so we had to constantly, like, Kushida gets, you know, and then the Kellerman is, you know, he's doing, what's he doing?
Yeah, and let me ask about Kellerman.
He's
still in the opening credits. His name is still there, even though he's dead. And I've noticed in past episodes when Bellix died and other characters have died,
they're gone.
They've been removed out of the credits. Yeah. So he's still alive, right?
You know, we'll see. We didn't see the final bullet go in.
See, I like that, because that's something I noticed. And
you never
MJ,
know.
Yeah? MJ, I know MJ wants Kellerman to be alive, too.
Oh, I love. Paul is so good.
It's great.
Kellerman is so good.
I feel like he's going to come on the season finale.
You think he's going to? I definitely think Kellerman's still alive.
He's going to limp in.
He's gonna limp in. Something's gonna happen.
Oh, I've been shot.
Mark is definitely not gonna come back, though. So he's a great guy, I'm sure, but Mark's not coming back.
What if Kellerman was the person that Jacob called for the ask?
Ooh, because we don't know. I did write that down. Who did Jacob call?
Who is this guy? Who is this other person that he can ask for a favor for? Who has the clout?
We never found out who. What.
The old bald white guy from those previous seasons. Why can't I think of his name right now?
Oh, the company guy?
Company guy. The leader, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Maybe that's who Jacob called. Just throwing it out there. I don't know if they want to bring him back, but, you know.
I don't know. We never found out the information about Elvis.
Oh, yeah, Fat Elvis.
What was the purpose of
this? Are we going to see him again? You
Elvis,
can't put a Fat Elvis in there.
Elvis hasn't left
twice.
The building.
Yeah.
We never heard anything all right. about him.
I love it. So
that guy really is so good. I totally bought
We wanted to see more of him. I thought he'd be back this episode. But then all of a sudden they weren't in Portland, Maine. They're just back in Syracuse, A&W and Van Gogh.
I think you'll be surprised as to what Elvis has to do with the whole story.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's who Jacob called. He could have called Fat Elvis.
It is funny. We have Elvis. We have the Queen thing. We do have a lot of, like, old rock going on.
Yeah.
Does Fat Elvis have a name yet? Are we just going to call him Fat Elvis?
I think we just called him Elvis.
Okay, good.
Yeah. He wasn't that fat. He was kind of a svelte. Elvis.
You thought he was he's doing
compared
punches.
To the real Elvis.
No, of course.
So, Vaughn, the fans want to know, have you been a part of the Prison Break series since the inception of the show?
No, I actually was not involved in the original four seasons.
Wow.
And Paul, the creator, he did the first two seasons, and then he moved on. I think he was writing features and doing stuff like that, and then... a gentleman by the name of Matt Olmsted ran it for 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So what made you want to be a part of this show?
You know, when this came out in 2005, I was kind of, you know, I'd been writing for about a year or two, but what I was doing is someone had told me, read every pilot that was sold every season. Every single one. It doesn't matter if it gets made or not, read every single one, because you will learn more in that process than anything else. And it was literally like 75 pilots a year that I was reading, and I was doing that like every year. And Prison Break in 2004 was in that group of like 75 or 80 scripts, and I remember very clearly that it was hands down the best. Like, it was so clearly the best pilot of all those pilots.
Yeah.
And that really stuck with me. And then when the show came out, I was a fan of the first season and the second season. And so when the opportunity came and my agent called and said, do you like Prison Break? I was like, I love Prison Break.
That's awesome.
But that's kind of, you know, that was so clearly in my mind that that script was so good.
I love it. And you know what? You led us on so many different wild goose chases. And one of them, I know for me, as well as maybe a few other fans, we all wanted to know, when was Michael and Sarah going to finally reunite? Yeah. And that was one of the things that you decided to do in this episode.
Yeah.
Why this episode?
You know, it's kind of how it broke out for the season. You couldn't do it too soon, and you couldn't do it too late. You needed some time. So it kind of just worked out like that. It's funny that the two episodes that I ended up writing were kind of the reunion episodes, because five is really all about the brothers, mm-hmm. kind of where have you been, how are you alive, yeah. and then this one. So I think it's just the way it broke out, because mm-hmm. you needed to spend that time, you know, him in the prison, him breaking out of the country, you know, but it was always, the focus was always going to be on him getting back to his wife and son. That was always his, because I'm sure you guys have seen it in the articles that have been written about the show, is that it's based on the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically Odysseus trying to get back to his wife and family and right. going through having the god Poseidon try to stop him. The Cyclops mm-hmm. is one of the monsters he encounters. So it was very much based wow. on that.
Now, as a writer on the show, there must be a lot of stuff that's cut out. Was there anything like really interesting that was cut out from this night's tonight's episode that could have been cool to kind of some behind the scenes stuff, that like a nice scene or something or anything like that?
Yeah, there was a few things that we didn't have time for. Some really nice moments with the friends. So when Sucre
playing at the card game at that table?
That and some funny stuff at the storage container that's got the sex dolls.
The inflatables.
The inflatables.
Inflatables, yeah.
There was some funny interactions that we just didn't have time for. But they were, you know, the guys have all got such great chemistry.
I know.
They are
people
friends.
Wanted to see that. Even just as much as they want to see the Michael and Sarah. Yeah. They're like, oh, Michael and Sucre, we want to see them.
Yeah.
We did get some nice stuff in there. I mean, I love them, like, meeting and hugging. There's hugging again. Yeah. I love the hugging.
Love the hugging.
You write that in there perfectly.
Yeah, it's my thing. But it was really, you know, there was some nice moments. But it was pretty much we were able to get in what we got. And we got some great stuff.
No, you guys did.
And I want to say, I'm over here dropping my cup because I'm so excited because we've got such a live chat. And Marina is actually joining us on the live chat right now. She said, Vaughn is such a class act. He took such good care of us all. Thank you so much
sweet.
For joining us again,
Thanks, Marina.
Yes, okay, and we've got a lot of questions as well. This is from Ro Romero Kalina. She wants to know, what did you do to write these characters, and did you watch the old seasons? And she said, greetings from Venezuela.
Greetings. Wow. I did. I watched all four seasons. I had already originally watched the first two, mm-hmm. But I went back, watched them, and we also spent a lot of time. We put together, you know, the writer's assistants and our script coordinator. They basically put together almost like a Bible of, you know, the beats, the major turns, and all the story arcs. And I do love writing stories about brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was kind of very a comfortable place to write. I mean, I just love, for me, that theme of like, what are you willing to do for your loved ones? How far will you go? That bond is something that I love to write about. So it was
so
easy.
So are you insinuating that we might be looking forward to something about brothers in the future?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. As always, you know, the brothers are such a central focus of the show and the story, you know, the mythology, and that brotherly bond is, and the two of them are so good together.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
The chemistry.
They definitely are.
Now, I have like a thought of how they came, because they kind of decided they wanted to do a fifth season, right?
Yeah.
That was when they were working on a CW show, correct?
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about it, but yeah.
They were doing Legends of Tomorrow, and, you know, I don't watch it, but, one's Mr. Freeze and one's Mr. Fire Guy.
The Fire Guy and Captain Cold.
But I don't know if they're brothers on that show.
On Flash, they are brothers.
Oh, okay.
And they're both was on there, and T-Bag was on there before as well as a villain.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Jeez, they're all on there.
Robert just shows up everywhere.
Everywhere. You don't even know Robert.
He's about to be in Twin Peaks. I mean, that guy is everywhere. So they kind of, I'm not sure if they had kept, they've always been close friends, but that was the first time I think they had worked together again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they got together, and I think they were on set, and they just started talking about it. Like, wouldn't it be great if, you know, we did this again. We could do this again. And they really, really wanted to get the creator back, which is Paul. And once they kind of pulled that off and they had Paul on board, then it was
it was
going.
When they wrote the original four, though, in theory, Michael definitely died at the end. And then when they did the remake, they were like, okay, how do we work this in? Because we need to have Michael back.
Yeah,
I assume that's how they would have to do it, right?
Definitely in the original show, he's dead.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt, right, yeah.
But in terms of recreating the show, you gotta, you know, there's nothing without him.
When I first watched it, I didn't think he was dead. I did not believe he was dead.
Really? When you watched season four originally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that they didn't have, you don't see it.
Yeah, you
so it is interesting. It's almost like it gave us a little bit of an entrance. Yeah, a little.
It gave me hope.
But I think their intention, though, was that he was dead.
Right.
Wow.
But I think for Paul, it was about figuring out what's a believable, great way that we can do it that makes sense, and that it's Steve TV, right? People come back, but we wanted it to be as believable as possible.
Especially with him breaking people out of prisons, like mm-hmm. that's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
That was a good, I like the way they tied that in.
I love that idea. Yeah. That was Paul's idea, and I loved, it's such a part of the character, the mythology, that kind of, he's that guy, he's super smart, he's always thinking the angles, and it really made sense to me that someone would see that and use it.
Right, mm-hmm. and we were given that entire backstory tonight between him and Jacob, but you guys gave us everything tonight. That was all done on purpose, like, let's give it all to him at once?
Well, we started it in five, so when Lincoln's saying, how are you alive, in that little room, he does talk about it there, but then we completed the information in seven.
Right.
Confirm who Poseidon is.
Because I thought you were just throwing bullet points at us tonight, like for all the things with him and Jacob. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, we were trying to, and also get in the kind of like how he had him.
Right.
Because he had no choice.
Like there was nothing. He couldn't get out of it, and he couldn't because Lincoln, Sarah, and Mike would have been done. And that's not good.
And that, again, ties into the whole theme of Prison Break, which is family and what are you willing to do. And
it's so funny because Poseidon, basically, he's had eyes on everything. He would know if she got contacted by Michael or
that's
anything.
Right.
Like, he was basically controlling everything.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know.
Yeah, I think you guys definitely did a really good job giving the fans what they wanted. Really, really good at that. For example, everybody's been asking about Sucre. In this episode, we actually got to see Sucre be a little bit of a badass.
Yeah.
You know, which was really great because everybody's been like, where is Sucre? When is he coming back?
He got to be the hero.
Exactly. Yeah. So why did you make that choice in this episode?
Because we wanted to give him something. Because we didn't get to use him for the whole season,
exactly.
We wanted to make sure that he plays a really important part in this episode
he
and in the coming episodes.
For Michael.
He does, and he's that guy, and he's such, you know, he's such comic relief, and he's just great.
Now, that's interesting, too. Are you guys going to mention what's going on with his, because Sucre has a kid, and he also, I don't know if he still has the wife, or are we going to hear about that at all? Are they mentioning his backstory at all? I mean, I know, like you said, there's not enough time.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it on set.
Because I know I want to know what the hell happened to her,
And we did that. I think that was one of
Mary Rosa.
Yeah. God, I think in the original scene when we shot it at the card table in his room, there was some dialogue about it that we didn't end up using.
But the fans, at least the fans know now that there was dialogue because they want to know what is going on with.
It's funny when you edit stuff, it becomes a choice, you know, about what can you get in. What...
Same with Lynx Girl. We don't know what happened because at the end of season four, they're definitely together.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed.
I don't even hear a mention of that now. But then you have her, him, and Sheba
I think Lincoln might say something about it when he first comes to visit Sarah.
I know he...
Oh, did
he says something about the dive shop, and then he... You know, interestingly, originally, we were going to open on... Paul had us opening the first season or this season in at like a dive shop in Florida in the Keys that he's running.
Where he'd be,
I think his girlfriend was there. And
oh man, so she was actually on set and actually filming a scene.
No. We had written it that way.
Oh, you didn't film it. Okay.
But what we realized was we weren't giving Dom enough of an arc over the course of the season.
Right.
Because he was like chilling in the Keys. Mm-hmm. Everything was great. Right, it was a little too good of a situation.
Yeah.
So then we changed it and created an arc.
Was it also done so you could kind of have a little love thing going between him and Sheba a little bit to get people wondering?
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Because it kind of plays into the past seasons.
Yeah.
It's a girl that's helping them, and he always falls for them. Always.
MJ, you love those soap operas, though. You love that this is happening.
Hey,
you
man, soap is always good. Love.
No, he definitely. The thought was, you know, by having the girl at the dive shop, it diluted.
There's got to be a single guy. There's got to be a Shiva, single guy.
So once we remove that, then it allowed him to really...
Because it kind of plays into the role where he said he got back into his old situation. So he's kind of, he's back into trouble, owing some people some money. And I think on the previews, the person that drove up to them, I'm thinking, well, my guess is this, the people that he owed money to. That's what I think. That's
oh, and the preview for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was that guy in the car? It, with the, did he have long hair?
That's what I'm saying. I think the it's the people that he owes money going to drive up and shoot. That's who I think
are those. Vaughn's not going to tell us. So this is where you tell us everything that happens in episode 8
My
and 9.
My lips are sealed.
I know.
Don't worry, your secret is safe with all of us.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it's gone on the internet. No one will know.
Nobody will know. No, not even our live chatters. And speaking of live chatters, Amanda Capelli, she says, if we have a season 6, would we bring back some of the other characters back who weren't in this season? Are you going to bring back some people that we saw in the past 4 seasons?
You know, I think if there is another season, yeah, I think we would then service Sucre, I think, would definitely be back in a big way.
See, Vaughn's talking to me tonight because I love Sucre.
Yeah, we would build it out in a way that, you know, some of the characters would come back.
The guy that worked in the prison.
Bellick?
Yeah, Bellick.
Oh, yeah, I love Bellick died, though, but I mean...
Bellick died. Yeah, Mahone is one that Mahone the fans love.
Oh, yeah.
William is Finkner. He's great.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you mentioned Mahone because the fans are actually asking, are you trying to compare Jacob Ness's character to the evil Mahone?
No, not really. I think Jacob, serves his own... He has his own function within the story that's different. I don't really think of them.
There you go, guys.
The weird thing about Bellick, though, just to bring up one more time, because I am a huge fan of that character, he was so bad at first, but he became a really, a good person on the team.
Yeah.
And he even died saving the rest of the team so they could get that pipe across he got flushed away in the drain or whatever that scene was. But, it would be really interesting for season 6. I know, because you're going to write this. So, if he got washed away but never died and he's, deserted somewhere.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So just think about that, Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. You'll take it. I know.
Talk about it.
At this point, if I don't see the body, I'm not 100% sold.
Of course.
You never know.
They're dead.
It's Prison Break.
Exactly.
I think in one of the seasons, her head was in a box.
Right. But, yeah.
And Sarah's Lincoln looked in the box.
But it wasn't actually Sarah's head. No.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you write in that creepy kiss thing, by the way, tonight with Jacob and Sarah, making him kiss her after?
But Mark took it all the way.
Dude.
It was in
Mark
there, but
the way he
did it, and he just took his time, and he went in close, and she had to fully deal with it. Yeah, it was really great.
He did a really good job with it. He's on a, what show's he on? It's on TBS or TNT or
He did Royal Pains for
Royal
7
Pains,
years.
Thank you. It's on USA, actually. That's what it was
Yes.
USA.
Yeah. He did that, I think, for
Royal
7
Pains.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
That's
great.
Where I remember him from, yeah.
But he fully leaned into that kiss.
Yeah.
Smarmy, creepy. He fully went for it. And Sarah, I don't know if Sarah knew he was going to go full bore like that. And so you get a really great
natural
reaction.
Yeah.
She's so good.
And they thought, I don't know, which one of y'all thought Heather was a part in with...
Yeah, we did. We thought that the best friend, that
we
there was a
about
chance.
It. We talked about it. We talked about it. We thought, nah. It's too close.
It's just
two
too close.
People will.
Just,
it'll be too small world.
I felt it. I felt like she was going to be taking him back to the house where Jacob was. I was like, okay, well, what if this is happening? But when we saw Van Gogh and he had the gun pointed at Heather, I was like, okay, well, she has nothing to do with it.
I kept poking Candy because Candy's been on this Heather thing of her being the bad guy for a while now.
We talked about it.
I kept saying, this is it. It's going to happen right now. But then Van Gogh was in the house.
We talked about it.
That would be another slap in the face for Sarah.
Yeah. It almost felt like there was
too many
pieces
too
around.
Many.
Yeah.
We would have still liked it, though. We'd be like, all right. Just give it to Sarah. Has everything. Just have. I mean, she jumped in trash this season
at one point
to get away. I mean, she's...
She's gone through hell.
She has.
Yeah.
I mean, in all these years, everything's from when she worked at the prison and unlocked that door for Michael.
Yeah.
And then she gets, she thinks she's going to get remarried and have a nice life. Nope, Jacob's screwing her over too.
Yeah. That's the price you pay for true love.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
And if she just never unlocked that door, none of this would ever happen. Which is crazy. Which is crazy. You should tell her that next time you see her. Hey, Sarah, by the way, you're caring. But then again, she wouldn't even be in the episode. So actually, good for you, Sarah.
It is funny that it's,
started from unlocking.
She's gone through a lot.
Yeah. She has.
Yep. Now, before we get into predictions, guys, we have to go back to the question of the person who Poseidon called for the ask. Now, this guy is so powerful that he had the ability to blow up the ship.
Mm-hmm. So with one phone call.
With one phone call. So can you give us just something? Just give us something that nobody else has that we can look forward to for the next few episodes.
Well, I can tell you that the idea behind Poseidon is that the reason they could never find him, they could never figure out who he was this single kind of entity functioning within the government, within the CIA, who had a number of big-time connections, who kind of had the same worldview as he does, which is the American government's not doing it, we're going to do it. And so that is part of his world, Poseidon's world. But we talked a lot about who that is, and I know who that is. But
yeah. Can we have the fans write in who they think it is, just so we get a couple of fun answers?
Let's see. Are we going to find out who it is, though?
We'll see.
What if it's the President of the United States?
That would be big. That would be big.
But, I mean, if we don't find out who it is, in theory, if you want to leave that open for a season six, it's like, well, we don't even know if they want to come on to do season. It's like, I feel like they're going to have to wrap up everything at the end of nine because they don't know if they can even get everyone back.
Right.
Vaughn's giving it away.
No. There's so much that needs to be revealed. There has to be a season six.
If there's a will, there's, I mean, it'll
happen.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be a
The actors, I mean, they want to do it.
The people want to watch it. They'll watch another season. They'll keep watching this.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah.
And it, you know, it sells all over the world. It's a huge show all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love if season six was, like, all back in the United States. I loved in season four. I mean, they were just running around all the different parts of the United States trying to do it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just a little more... I could relate to it more.
Yeah.
Because I've never been to... Yeah. Well, you guys shot in Morocco, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't take place there, obviously.
No, it's...
But, like, it was harder for me to be like, well, where the heck are they again? Oh, yeah, they're over... Oh, yeah, that's where they are?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, they're in New York right now. Like, I liked when they went to Portland, Maine. I was like... Why would Elvis be... I love that. Oh, sure. Of course Elvis is in Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
That's where... He's not dead. Elvis never died. He just resides in Portland, Maine now.
Yeah.
I just love that about him.
Yeah, that was... I love that character. That was a Paul... that was a Paul creation.
So we're going to see a lot more of him in episodes 8 and 9,
He's coming back. Elvis is not dead.
Elvis is not dead.
That's anyone writing that they called Elvis? That's who Jacob called? Because I'm thinking that's who they called. They called Elvis.
Some people are saying... they hope it's not the general.
Okay, that's because that's who I've
been. That's from
season
four.
That's the guy with the ball.
Yeah,
the ball guy, the general from the company.
Kellerman.
Because I think Kellerman's alive, and I've been saying that since he died.
But I think Kellerman is on Michael's side.
But you know what? No, because Kellerman has been a bad guy consistently for the past few seasons. And they would lead us to believe.
He gave them their freedom at the end of season four.
Changed, but why, like... It would just make sense to me if Kellerman is the guy that they're calling. it would make sense to me.
It's all up in the air. It's great. All right, let's do some predictions. How about that?
Yes.
That'll be fun. We'll go around the room. And Vaughn's going to give us great
predictions too. Vaughn, would you like to go first, Vaughn?
Predictions.
Yes.
I predict that Sarah and Michael will spend some more time together.
Oh. Well, they want to hear that. They want to hear that.
That's my prediction.
Any other predictions, Vaughn?
No.
Well, that's, but that's a good, that is a, in theory a good prediction because they're separated right now. So Vaughn just gave way. They're going to reunite again.
Something's
is there
going
to be a little hanky-panky?
Yeah, there is a little hanky-panky, I think.
Ooh, everybody loves hanky-panky.
More hanky or more panky? That's what they really want to know.
So what's your prediction?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. What is my prediction? My prediction is that Sucre is going to add a little more badassness in the next episode. We're going to get to see him do a little more badass stuff. My prediction is that Sarah is going to put a, some type of hurting on Jacob. I see she's got her gun. She's ready.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's going to be a really, really nice showdown between Michael and Jacob. Like, I'm hoping and I'm looking forward to potentially that happening.
All right. Okay, go MJ.
My prediction is that when I finally make it back to the States, I feel like T-Bag is going to be helping them when they get back to the States. And whoever, Lincoln, whoever Lincoln owes money to, they're going to find wherever he's at, and this the person is going to shoot at him in the car. This would look like on the preview.
This is super random, but in that preview for the next episode, we see T-Bag and I think Whip almost go at it. So that, I don't know how they would even know each other. That's interesting.
I don't know. We keep finding out stuff every time.
And speaking of Whip, Whip has questions that he wants answers to. I want to see if he's able to.
Well, he's been after Michael all season, right?
Oh, for exactly. Why your whip hand?
Exactly.
So, yeah, like what is the deal with that?
What is?
I really appreciate how you really rounded out Whip's character throughout the season too. Because at first he was so like I didn't really know if I was going to even like him. Like, is there enough depth to him? But now he's starting to really come into his own. And he questions in this episode. He's like, Michael's been the closest thing to a brother that I've had in the last 4 years.
Because that's really what reveals.
They've been, you know. And now, but now he feels like he's being pushed away because of. Lincoln. But now it's like kind of like all three brothers, like Dom accepted him into the family. I thought that was a really nice touch you did there.
Thanks, man.
Because Whip is like, Ja gets, he's done.
Yeah.
Sid, he's done. It kind of slowly but surely they all started teetering off. I was like, is Whip next? But it looks like he's going to be the one
around. Whip is a character that when I read the Bible originally, he just really popped for me. And I think Augie did a really nice job. Portraying him.
Yeah, we're trying to get him on the show next week. If you, we'd love. I've been trying to contact him for the last 3 weeks. So if you have any connections,
I'll shoot him. I'll shoot.
I would love that. And then you have my Twitter. Just have him hit me up on my Twitter. I'd love that. And we'd love to have him on for sure.
He's
in LA.
I'm sorry.
He's in LA. I think he's in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually just got a really good question from one of our live chatters. They want to know: is Whip somehow related to T-Bag?
No, I wouldn't put those two together. That is like really random. Yeah.
I mean, all we see in the previews them butting heads. I don't see why that would be they're related.
Like what type of? I guess what kind of a relationship can we see happening between them? Are they gonna fight? Or are they gonna bump heads?
Well, they're both like alley cats, right? Yeah. So I can't imagine those two really getting along.
We never found out who, or did we know that? Find out who gave T-Bag his hand? Was it Jacob?
No, we haven't found that out yet.
We haven't found that out yet. That's interesting. Yeah. Do we find out before the end of this season?
We do.
That's awesome.
Okay. We do.
That's going to be really fun.
Yeah, most everything is we tied everything up. And
just in case you can't do season 6, we had to.
You do learn. You have the big questions answered. And also, I think that what is the big reveal in 9 is going to blow people's minds.
That's what A&W said. She said, I wish I could see your reaction when you watch 9 Guys. That's what she said to us when she was here.
It's one of those really prison breaky surprises that it's really satisfying and it's really smart.
Who wrote that?
Paul did.
Paul did.
Okay. Yeah. And there's another question that they keep asking me to ask. Ivan wants to know, Vaughn, will we see Mike show his father's ability soon?
Oh, that's interesting.
Mike's ability, smarts.
Will Mike show his father's ability soon?
We almost see with the drawing tonight a little bit, like he's such a good drawer. Not that that means
interestingly, yeah, we do kind of see that. And it's done in an interesting way. So cool. I think that person will be...
Ivan Soto.
Ivan will be satisfied.
Oh,
Ivan, you will be satisfied.
Ivan's going to love that you gave him a shout-out because he's with us every week, Vaughn.
Oh,
yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Ivan every Soto, week. If you want to shout him out again.
Hey, Ivan, how you doing? Thank you for watching.
So what's your prediction?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Kellerman's still alive, and he's going to come back, and he's going to do something Kellerman-like, which by me saying that, could be anything, because he does so many good and bad things.
He's unkillable.
He's apparently.
The man is like, you can't put him down.
I want to see more Sucre, but... oh, God, you put me on the spot. I had so many, but then we got sidetracked, so I forget. But the main thing is that Kellerman's still alive, and I think that's going to be really interesting to see. Yeah. Oh, and I think something really cool is going to happen with A&W. Either like Candy said, she kills Van Gogh, or she joins Michael's side. But
or what if she kills Poseidon?
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Bam.
Okay. Bam. I was going to say, because Sarah killed Michael's mom, that now Michael would kill Poseidon because, you know, as like a kind of a I got your back, you got mine type situation. But
never know.
We never know. It is very satisfying, I have to say.
We're,
wow. I'm
excited. With only 2 weeks left, I feel like even episode 8 is going to be really satisfying. There's going to be a lot answered there, too.
We really, yeah, I mean, these episodes were huge episodes.
These last three
episodes. We must have
been
out of our minds. Because just from a production standpoint, they were giant. I mean, if you just think about 7, what went on in this episode, or 6, when they were crossing the desert and doing that whole thing. I mean, they were big episodes.
You originally had 10 episodes, like you said, right? Yeah. So you had to push that 10 and make it into 9 somehow. Yeah. So is that another reason why it's just so...
I think so, but also, you know... The Bible, you know, thinned out a little bit at the end, so it wasn't that hard to do. Mm-hmm. But what it did do was it really increased. It became like, you know, what is it all? It's all killer, no filler. Mm-hmm. Like it really did make every episode so kind of jam-packed and really exciting and like a bullet. Like the season's really exciting in terms of pacing and reveals and turns and twists and then slowed down for some characters, then back... You know, it's got a nice, you know, Paul did a great job kind of designing it.
This episode definitely had the most stuff in it, I think, personally. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, what's happening next?
Let's do
last thoughts. We'll go around. Candy, you want to start with you?
I am just honored to sit next to you today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
So
thank
sweet.
You so much.
MJ.
I'm just, next week episode looked good. Tonight's episode was the best episode yet to me. And I feel like next week's just going to be even better.
Honestly. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and Vaughn, I want to thank you for being on with us. It's been great.
Oh,
I love hearing what happens behind the scenes, especially we've heard it from actors and actresses when they've been on, but we've never had a writer and executive producer on with us for this show.
Thank you.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It's not only the perspective of the actor, it's like a whole different perspective, but it's still behind the scenes. I think that's great.
And I spent a lot of time on set. So
right,
I was there for all that stuff, which was great.
Very
I mean,
nice.
To see, you know, Marina is so good and the actors are, it's an amazing group.
Yeah. And they all say such kind things about you via Twitter, and even tonight, Marina jumped right in and said something, you know.
Absolutely. They're definitely supporting. We've got a lot of people supporting, and we want you guys to come back next week as we gear in and get closer and closer to the final episode of Prison Break.
Yes, and please, you know, if you want to watch it again on YouTube tomorrow, leave us a nice comment or something.
Please,
fun.
Tell us what you think and show our guests here some love.
Definitely, definitely. All right, thank you guys so much for watching Prison Break. My name again is Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me at TheDanLindgren on Instagram and Twitter, also at Booyah Vision on YouTube.
And I'm MJ. You can follow me on Instagram at MJ, that media girl. Girl, what are you?
Yes, guys, and it's always a pleasure. I am Miss Candy Marie, and you can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at Sweet Candor TV.
Hey, guys, I'm Vaughn. You can find me on at Vaughn Wilmot on Twitter, and thank you for watching Prison Break.
All right, Prison Break panel out. Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.